What did you do?
What I had to. Now step back. Stay away from the phone.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey, everybody, let's get lost.
Woohoo!
I'm Jason.
And I'm Anna, and oh my gosh, season three is over.
Holy cow, you guys, what a rocket ride that was.
It was an interesting and unusual season. We're going to talk about our general thoughts on the season at the very end of this show.
Yeah, in this episode, we're going to do a quick recap of season three for
you.
As
quick as possible.
It says season three recap in 60 seconds, but I have a feeling we're going to want to stop and talk about some of these bullet points. And then we've got a recap of Through the Looking Glass, the season finale, and then we're going to talk about the cliffhangers that have happened over
and
the past 3 years.
Also just kind of what we think might be ahead in the next three seasons that are left.
Yes, and I will apologize. We are on our new studio with wood floors, so it might be a little echoey in here, but you know, deal.
We have wood floor people.
And nice. So here we go. So season three recap in 60 seconds. Do you want me just to read it and then you can stop me if you find something worth note?
Okay.
So there was, we started not knowing what the hell was going on. And I think we thought it was a flashback because we saw this pretty girl burning a cake. And then it segued into one of the coolest sequences of the plane crash yet. That it breaking up over the top of them over in Lostyville. We had Kate, Jack,
Otherville.
And Sawyer.
Otherville.
That's it. Let's start the show over. I can't even believe I said that. We had Kate, Jack, and Sawyer in their cages with the fish biscuits.
Right.
We had Kate and Sawyer do it.
Mm-hmm.
Booyah! Jack watches a Red Sox game, which let us know that kind of when the show was taking place and that they had access to the
outside world. They crashed at the time that the show premiered, which was September 2004.
Right. Locke versus the polar bear. That was some good television. Kind of pointless now, but it was some good television. Mr. Echo gets tossed around by Smokey and dies.
Yeah.
Again, I don't really understand
that
whole
thing.
And the polar bear. Desmond naked in the jungle. Sawyer and the bunnies are on a different island. We learned about the submarine and Ben's affinity for rabbits. Juliet sends a message to Jack on flashcards.
That she hates Ben, he's bad, let him die.
Right, so she starts to build this little bit of trust with him and at the same time says that she's not with them.
Right, and why does she say let him die? Because Jack's going to do spinal surgery on him.
Right, so Jack cuts Ben open and Kate and Sawyer paddle hard for the other island.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of have a...
With Carl.
I like Carl.
He was crazy. He kind of got it back together in the season finale, but we'll get there in a second.
Yeah, so then we had a three-month break.
Yeah.
And we can talk about the first six episodes later, but I didn't think it was the best plan to do it that way. But, hey, I'm happy with the end of the show, so let's keep going.
We actually had a three-month break after Jack said, run, Kate. And then we came back and they paddled hard.
Oh, but that was all kind of in the same thought there.
In case anybody calls with the details.
Desmond can see the future. That was probably one of my favorite episodes of the whole year. When he is reliving his life and going back through and having the flashes. It was just such a different episode. But at the same time, it was very... I don't know, I like him as a character, too.
I was going to say, and basically, I just adore the Desmond character, and we didn't get to see a whole lot of him at the end of this season, unfortunately, but we got a lot of Desmond at the beginning, and luckily he's still alive.
Yes. Hurley finds a hippie bus. Saeed and friends meet Patchy McHale. McHale dies in the sonic fence.
Quote, unquote.
Goth, Claire, and Jack are siblings.
Yeah, that's
right. Locke is pushed out a window and blows up a sub, and his dad comes out of a magic box.
Dun, dun, dun.
Magic box. Nikki and Paolo take a dirt nap. That's really all I have to say about them.
You know what? I enjoyed that episode.
The episode was good, and the fact that they are now gone is also good.
Yeah.
Juliet joins the Losties. Naomi falls out of the sky with a picture of Desmond and a wicked cool phone. Desmond is a monk. Sun is pregnant with Jin's baby. Jin does some karate on a reanimated Mikhail. Nobody trusts Jack. Locke is Jesus. Jacob is a freaky ghost. Sawyer kills Locke's dad. Richard meets young Ben and looks the same age. Ben kills all the Darmites and his daddy. Ben shoots Locke, and Charlie goes swimming.
Glug, glug, glug.
Yes. So that was season 3 in 60 seconds. No one was timing us, did they?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Okay.
I wasn't timing us. But actually, I think we did it an okay time.
So, I mean, we never really talked about Locke being Jesus and all that stuff and Sawyer killing Locke's dad. It kind of all come around. I guess it did play into the finale a bit at the end after, you know, Locke is now shot and comes back to life with Crazy Walt.
Right. Crazy Walt, who went through a growth spurt, but we'll get there. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're going out of order.
So let's jump right into the season finale, shall we?
Okay. It's called Through the Looking Glass. It was episode 23 of season 3. And so what do we
learn? I guess the crux here is Savior is at hand. And there are, being saved from the island is at hand. And there's two schools of thought. There's the Ben and the others who do not want it to happen.
Don't want to be saved.
And also Locke, who never really wanted to leave the island, but now he's also trying to stop other people from coming to the island. And so maybe he is Jesus, but maybe he also has some sort of knowledge now.
Well, I don't understand why Ben killed him then, because Locke is obviously on Ben's side. Actually, Locke is on Locke's side, but he's, you know, more on Ben's side than Jack's side of wanting to get rescued.
Right.
He wants to, you know, worship the island and...
Well, I think that Ben... He means well, but he's a flawed person. Mm-hmm. And so if he's not, he's jealous, I think, of Locke. And so wanted to get rid of him. And he's never heard Jacob talk.
Right.
So I don't know. So let's see why Ben doesn't want them to call the boat.
Not so long ago, Jack, I made a decision that took the lives of over 40 people in a single day. I'm telling you this because history is about to repeat itself, right here, right now.
Let me guess, you've got us surrounded, and if I don't do what you say, you're gonna kill all my people.
No, Jack, you are.
And how am I gonna do that, then?
The woman you're traveling with, the one who parachuted onto the island from a helicopter, she's not who she says she is.
She's not, huh?
No, she's not.
Then who is she?
She's a representative of some people who have been trying to find this island, Jack. She's one of the bad guys.
Oh. I almost forgot. You're the good guys.
Jack, listen to me. If you phone her boat, every single living person on this island will be killed. So here's what has to happen. Get that device, the phone she carries with her, and give it to me. I will turn around. We'll go back to my people. You will turn around and go back to your people. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay,
he's
so
not going anywhere.
Through this whole little speech from Ben, I'm totally on Jack's side. Like, yeah, whatever, rescue us, kind of thing.
Right.
At the end of the episode, I realize, I bet Ben's right.
Well, of course Ben's right.
Well, because of what Jack says in the flash forward.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of think that at the end of the whole series, we're going to love Ben. Like, he's going to go from manipulative, bad guy, awesome, evil villain, to our favorite character. I mean,
well, like, the problem lovable. Here is he's trying to, instead of just talking to Jack...
He's trying to manipulate
about
him.
What the problem is, who these people are, what they want, all that stuff. It's like, just trust me. You know,
mm-hmm.
You've trusted me all along. Why don't you not trust me now?
I'm completely trustworthy. I never lie. Well, and we know he's wrong about saying that if these people find the island, every living person on this island will die. Because we know because Jack's flashback during
flash
this episode
forward.
Was not a flashback. It was a flash forward. And we know that he and Kate are off the island and in Los Angeles. So, and we'll get to that in a second. But, so...
I don't know.
I mean,
obviously some battle will ensue. Or maybe both of these camps will now come together and they're going to have to fight... The Darmites, I don't know,
yeah.
Whoever's coming.
Yeah, I don't know who's coming, but I just like, I like where it's going, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Because the last few seasons, every season finale has kind of gone in just a little bit of a different direction, you know? And so I really like where they're going with this, with all of a sudden they do have contact with the outside world, and it's a force actually that's going to end up being a bad thing.
Right.
Which so, I think is interesting.
Let's see what Jack did.
Supposed to do this.
Murkowski. Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
My name's Jack Shepard. Are you on the boat, the freighter?
How'd you get this channel?
Naomi. Naomi told us about your search team, about the boat.
Naomi? You found her? Where is she? Who are you?
Nice place of her acting.
I'm one of the survivors of Oceanic Flight 815. Can you get a fix on our location?
Hell yeah, we can. Sit tight. We'll be right there.
Bloody Ben looks on with distaste in his mouth. Yes. Or is that just
and
blood?
I love how, I love this scene, how it's supposed to be this amazing, victorious moment. Oh my God, they're going to get rescued. But it has this ominous, oh my God, kind of feeling
right,
to it.
Right.
Like the whole time you've been wanting them to get rescued. And at this point, it's like, this is wrong. And right. You know exactly what Locke says is right, that you're right. Not supposed to do this. This is wrong.
And
I loved how that totally turned us around and made us feel like that you didn't want them to get off the island. It's awesome.
Very interesting. So, and I guess the other part that, since we're talking about Locke a little bit, he comes back at the end after being shot and almost he's going to commit suicide. He finds this gun, and then Walt appears to him. And I don't know what you think, but I thought it was kind of gimmicky. Him coming back.
Yeah, Walt. Well, and Walt, too, they had to shoot him from a funky angle because that kid has grown quite a bit in the last 2 years, you know? I mean, he hit puberty and got a lot right. taller.
Now, you know, and he's had Boone come to him in the little hothouse or whatever he was in. And I don't know. It was just sort of like, oh, Walt. And then he was on there for like
2 seconds.
30 seconds.
Well, and I remember when we were watching the beginning of the show, I TiVo'd back. I was like, look, Walt's going to be on the show. Oh, my God. And then it was like, oh, that was kind of like.
But maybe, you know, maybe because Walt obviously has some powers, too.
Yeah.
That we know he can pop himself all over the island. Maybe he popped himself back to talk to Locke. I don't know.
I don't know either. That was pretty cool.
But very interesting. So how many times can Mikhail die?
I know.
And how many times has he died?
Jesus. If he can keep living. Because, okay, so he died, supposedly, when Locke pushed him through the fence.
Right.
And then he died when Desmond shot him in the chest with an arrow or something when they were down in the water hatch.
Right.
And now he
obviously blew up with a grenade.
He blew up because he held a grenade in his hand and blew up the room in the underwater hatch where Charlie was, which we'll get to in a second.
And obviously he got shot in the head before and lost an eye.
That dude does not die.
But the healing waters of the Pacific Ocean.
So let's talk about Charlie for a second, because Charlie's dead. I liked that he didn't die in the flashback episode of his.
Right.
I was very happy with that because I thought that would have been real typical.
Yeah.
But this Charlie thing, and I've had friends who've told me this too, is infuriating. Why the hell did he have to die?
He didn't have to.
No, because he, you know, Mikhail goes and blows up the little room that Charlie's in. Why couldn't Charlie run out of the room and close the door instead of closing himself in? And I know he was trying to keep Desmond from Penny, but it was filling up with water. Well, Desmond has sense.
Even if they hadn't shut the door, they still would have had plenty of time you know, to go over,
put on the little swimsuits, dive into the water and swim. Charlie did not have to die. So that kind of pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because he was supposedly sacrificing himself, but I just was like,
no. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if he would have like, you know, jumped in front of a bullet or, you know, something, but it was just sort of like, sort of stupid. And then the note on his hand.
Not Penny's boat.
I guess it kind of made sense to Desmond, but.
And now Desmond's the only one other than, well, Desmond's the only one who knows that it's not Penny's boat. Yeah,
it Ben knows.
To him. Yeah, Ben knows.
And Locke sort of. Knows.
Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of a pisser.
But I also agree. I'm glad that he didn't die in his flashback episode but it was typical because they're making you think he was going to die.
Right, because all the other people die in their own flashback episodes, like Boone and Shannon.
Well, the whole thing was he knew he was going to die.
Yeah.
So we knew he was going to die, so he couldn't die. He
just died. Well, and then I think that also him knowing he was going to die, he just accepted it and didn't fight it any longer. Right. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I was just like, okay, that was dumb. He didn't have to die. Anyway. So,
if Naomi doesn't work for Penny, then why does she have Desmond's photo?
Yeah, good question. Does she work for Penny's dad? Is he trying to find the island?
Oh, maybe. Or son's dad? I think they're all in cahoots.
Yeah, probably.
But
and also, Hero's dad from Heroes, he's probably in cahoots with them.
George Takei.
Well. Yeah.
He's in on it.
Yeah.
So how cool
Somehow, that's all going to work together, even though they're different networks.
How cool was Hurley's rescue? And then, you know, because he gets all dissed.
I know. Oh, my God. It broke my heart when Sawyer's like, no, fatty, you can't keep up. He was so mean to him.
He was right, though.
Yeah.
But
then Hurley was helpful. Yeah, Hurley would have gotten in the way. He's kind of a dopey, not really on a rescue mission kind of a guy.
Yeah.
But then he
comes in
with the
bus. So the bus did have a use. I knew it. Yeah. How do you get it started again?
I don't know.
I guess they had some mechanic on there. And then Saeed snapping that guy's neck with his feet.
Oh, I know. Well, you got to have a little good Saeed violence, you know? Because I didn't know what he was going to do. I just thought he was going to hold the guy down. Nope. It was like, oh, man.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, a little Saeed in action.
And then Sawyer kills Friendly.
That was an excessive use of force right there.
Well, and it's hard because, you know, he hates the man.
Yeah.
We've all sort of come to love. Kind of like the guy, know. You know? But, you know, he was the guy that stole Walt, and he's done all these horrible things to them. But at the same time, you know, he's kind of a nice guy. And then at the end, you know, he didn't kill them. He shot into the ground.
And he surrendered.
Yeah.
And then he got shot.
Yeah.
That was pretty surprising. And Juliet was like, whoa.
Maybe he won't die.
Maybe not. Maybe he is also Jesus.
No one ever dies in this island.
He's Jesus number three.
So, okay. So, Jack gives Juliet a little and then tells Kate that he loves her.
We have a clip.
That's why I asked you not to come back for me.
Hey. Why are you sticking up for Sawyer? He'd never do it for you.
Because I love you.
So what does that kind of I love you mean?
I don't know.
Does that mean I love you in a sexual way, you know? Like, we should be partners? Boom. Or I love you, just like I love every person on this island. Well, not every person, not the others.
Right.
But
yeah, I mean, because they're all very close now, and so I could see that they would love each other.
Yeah.
But not love each other.
I know. I kind of and then she kind of looked confused, like, wait, does he love me, or does he just love me?
But you know what? The leader of the tribe should have as many women as possible, so.
Yeah, for when they have to repopulate.
So I don't know. I think they're just, probably the writer's just messing with us.
So what do you think about it being a flash forward? I know you had some issues with it.
I had some issues with it because the first hour of the flash forward was annoying to me because we had this news clipping, we had suicidal Jack, And they just kept going to that and kept going to that, and we had no idea what was going on. It was like a waste. No context.
And it was also very ambiguous. That was frustrating.
Well, and it still left most of it ambiguous, except for the end that, oh, we know it's in the future, and we know that they have regrets.
Yeah.
But we don't know who has regrets. He does. Well, and I think that Kate did, too, a little bit, and we'll get to that in a second. But yeah. I don't know. So who was in the coffin?
Oh, I don't know. But when you look at the, you know, of course, someone got a close-up screen grab of the little newspaper clipping that Jack freaked out and almost committed suicide over. It looks like the person's first name starts with a capital J.
Right.
So that could be James Sawyer, or it could be John Locke, or it could be a character we don't even know yet.
Jacob.
Or Jacob, right? It could be Jacob. Who knows? But
And then it also appears that the last name...
And it says their body was found in New York, like in the street.
And the last name... And this may it looks kind of like a anthem or something.
A-N-T-H-A-M.
We'll put a link up to the high-res screen grab, but who knows?
It looks like it's part of the last name, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, because it's kind of folded in the paper, so you can't really tell how much text is in there.
But whoever it was done somebody wrong, which is why I think it might be Locke's funeral, and he probably committed suicide if he was taken off the island forcibly, you know?
Maybe.
But I think whoever's funeral it was, nobody went because that person did something bad to all these people.
Right.
So that's why it makes me think that it might be Locke who died.
I don't know.
I didn't see any mentions of a wheelchair in the clipping.
Yeah, he'd be back in his wheelchair if he was off the island.
Yeah.
So why did Jack mention his father in that little crazy bit in the middle? Well, let's play it and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. I'll tell you what. You do this. You get my father down here. Get him down here right now. And if I'm drunker than he is, you can fire me.
Don't you look at me like that. Don't you pity me.
I'm trying to help you.
You can't help me!
Okay. So, obviously, this played two roles in the show. One, it was to keep us off of the flash-forward... I thought until the end of the show.
Right.
So we were thinking, oh, it's back, you know, just
I never thought flash forward, quite frankly.
Right. And then it also we've got Jack who is kind of crazy. So obviously when he's in the hospital, he's all hopped up on Oxycontin. It could be
oxycodone.
He's up on this drug that I can't pronounce. And so he could, you know, in reality be in some haze and think that his father's upstairs.
Right.
Or
his father's upstairs.
His father's upstairs.
We've seen him on the island.
We've seen him on the island. We've seen Ben's dead mom on the island. We've seen a black horse. We've seen a cat. We've seen all kinds of things. And, you know, Locke's dad came out of the magic box. So, in reality...
And Jack's dad's coffin is empty.
Right. So, he could have come back as well.
Yeah, who knows? I'm not putting it past him.
Yeah.
But that would be magic.
So...
But I just think also in these... Oh, crap. I lost my train of thought.
No, you didn't.
Something I was going to say from
the
flash forwards. Rats.
All right. Well, let's go talk about the money shot. Let's just listen to Jack and Kate in the future.
Funeral.
gave us. I've been using him every Friday night. I fly from L.A. to Tokyo or Singapore or Sydney. And then I get off and I have a drink and then I fly home.
Why?
Because I want it to crash, Kate. I don't care about anybody else on board. Every little bump we hit or turbulence, I mean, I actually close my eyes and I pray that I can get back.
This is not gonna change.
No, I'm sick of lying. We made a mistake.
I have to go. He's gonna be wondering where I am.
We were not supposed to leave.
Yes, we were. Come on, Jack.
Okay, so that was all full of all sorts of goodies because obviously it's a flash forward. They got off the island. They're both in L.A.
Are they the only ones that got off the island?
No, I don't think so.
He needs to stop the lying. They made a mistake. I mean, did those two just come up with something and get off back, and everyone else died? Does he have to go back and save someone?
Yeah. No, I think I don't know.
Or is it just
realized that Ben is right? That's my guess. He realizes somewhere along the line that Ben is right and that the island is special and magical and his life in LA sucked. which it did.
But what are they lying about? We have to stop the lying.
I know. Well, so I'm wondering if, because there are 3 seasons left of Lost.
Right.
But there's only going to be, I think, like 16 episodes each season.
Right.
And they're going to run straight through like 24 does. So Lost doesn't start up again until February.
Right.
Excuse me.
Excuse you.
3 seasons left. It's actually a little more than two seasons worth of episodes. And I'm wondering, are they going to give us 2 more seasons on the island and then 1 season back in L.A. so we can see what drove Jack to this mess?
Maybe.
To see what their lives are like and how awful it is for them all to be off the island.
And what is next season going to be?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, because what have we had so far? We've had them crashing on the island and it's all mysterious. They don't know what's going on. I guess we can get into the cliffhangers and then get into the hatch. Season 2, they get into the hatch. Then they have the tailies and all of that goodness and more people on the island, some more with the others, the whispers, all that stuff. More just mystery about it.
Right.
This season was more about the others, more kind of about the power of the island.
Lots of interacting, right.
And a little bit of the politics on the island, but not really into, we still don't really know what's going on. So maybe next season we'll finally have
and a better understanding of what's going on. What is so special about the island.
And we're probably going to have some new bad guys, and then they're going to probably
Naomi's friends.
So they're going to have new bad guys, new challenges, and maybe we'll start to be able to use the powers of the island. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm kind of excited. So
yeah, I think I like where it's going. Anyway, I'm up for something new. That's for sure.
Right.
So we'll see. And I also like the idea of it being an abbreviated season because hopefully that means it's not going to be dragged out as much.
And rumor has it, it's moving back to 9 o'clock.
Which would be awesome because quite frankly, I can't stay up till 10 o'clock.
No.
And, till 11 o'clock actually.
Right.
And we usually get up and watch it early in the morning. We stayed up on Wednesday to watch this because it was the season finale and we knew we couldn't avoid discussing it the next day or hearing about it.
Yeah.
But, so that's it. We're taking off till when? It's off till February.
Yep. So, hey guys, thanks for sticking with us for this year. It was a lot of fun to watch Lost this year, and I'm really looking forward to next year. So,
yeah, have a great summer, you guys.
Yeah, hey, have a great summer.
Hey, and you know what?
Don't ever change.
If you're at all disillusioned with the series or whatever, go back and watch the pilot. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Totally awesome. All right. See you guys later.
You've just listened to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.
What happened, everybody? Where's Craig? Where's Frogert?